on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
University of Nottingham research engineers have developed an early warning system to make fracking safer. The system could signpost any potential risks to land stability associated with fracking. East Midland roads are said to be the most dangerous in the UK. Risk of death and serious injury is higher on major roads than any other region. Norman Baker has quit as a Home Office Minister, saying it was particularly onerous being the only Lib Dem in the department. The East Sussex MP explained that working the Conservative Home Secretary was like walking through mud.
I've got a lot of time for the Home Secretary. I think she's a formidable, intelligent, competent Home Secretary. I respect her and admire her for that. The difficulty is that she believes she was running a Conservative department and a Conservative government, and that Lib Dems were almost there by default.
Ukraine's President Poroshenko speaks out against rebel polls. He states that the rebel-held election of two pro-Russian leaders jeopardises the entire peace process and was nothing but a farce at gunpoint. Taylor Swift has taken all of her music off Spotify without giving an explanation. Paul Stokes, associate editor of Q magazine, suspects it's all about business tactics.
A lot of acts like Coldplay won't put their record on Spotify the week it comes out and then will come on later. Paul McCartney had it where he took it all off Spotify and then felt the time was right and came back again. There will probably be negotiations behind the scenes, and I wouldn't be surprised if she gets a little bit of a better rate.
Newcastle footballer Jonas Gutierrez has been discharged from hospital following treatment for testicular cancer. He thanks all of his fans for supporting him during this time. The weather today will be dry with some sunny spells. However, the odd shower can't be ruled out later in the day. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 27 minutes past 12.